Alright, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we're back with Mia! There she is, Mia. Whoa! What do you think? It's not too much, is it? No, definitely not. You look stunning! Absolutely stunning. Wow. Oh, you really think so? Definitely. I think now I know what took you so long. And was it worth it? Look at her blushing. Totally. Thanks. Grim, huh? You okay? Yeah, for sure. I'm just sort of lost for words. Now you're starting to embarrass me. Sorry, but it's true. You really do look amazing. Too bad I can't exactly say the same about you. Ouch! That hurts. Well, damn. Pretty cold after what I just said about you. I'm just teasing you, sort of. I assumed we were just gonna keep it casual. How was I to know you'd get all dressed up? It's fine. Forget I said anything. Easier said than done. Well, let's get going, shall we? Totally, I can't wait.
Picking a place quite quickly, you and Mia are at the location soon after.
Quite quickly. Nice joint. Lots of people around too, so I'm guessing it's pretty good. I've been here a few times, so you don't have to guess. The place is great. Oh, nice. You know, you didn't have to change your clothes. I told you it's fine. Why do you assume I did it because of what you said? Maybe I just felt like doing it because I wanted to. Uh-huh. Sure you did. I did. No, I believe you. Good, because it's the truth. So you say. Come on, let's get something to drink.
Still bickering a little, the two of you walk over to the bar.
What can I get you guys? We'll take two of your strongest drinks, please. Whoa, what? Let's not go crazy here. We're here to have fun, aren't we? Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean I want to get shit-faced. Aw, can little delicate Mia not hold her alcohol anymore? I could drink you under the table. That's not what it sounds like to me. All of a sudden, she became Irish. Yay! I can drink you under the table! You wouldn't by chance happen to have a warm glass of milk, would you? That might be more her speed. Funny. Okay, if you want to play, let's play! That sounded more like Mario. Now that's what I like to hear. You heard the girl. Two of your strongest drinks. Certainly. What? I hate that you can manipulate me so easily. It really is infuriating. It's how it is when you've known someone their whole life. You just know how to push all the right buttons, I suppose. Yeah, you do, don't you? Here are your drinks, just as requested. But you might want to pace yourself, because these things pack a real punch. Thanks.
You hand one of the drinks to Mia.
Cheers. Cheers.
In one fell swoop, you and Mia throw back your heads and gulp the entire thing down.
That was horrible. Really? I don't think it's that. Oh, never mind. That aftertaste. That aftertaste really hits hard. It probably does taste like ass a little bit. Fuck! It tastes like pure alcohol. We would say, rum and alcohol! Hell, that's damn near rum and alcohol! Don't think either of us would be left standing after a few of them. That we agree on. One more? Hit me!
Hit me, mate!
Another round of these, please. Alright, but don't say I didn't warn you.
He refills the glasses and slides them back over to you.
Down the hatchet goes.
Nope.
Yeah, I was really hoping I'd get used to it, but it's just as bad as the first one. It's like fermented cat piss. How would you know? We never even had a cat.
We didn't, no. But Sam did.
Aha, oh, that's right, he did, but only for a short time, if I remember. Whatever happened to it?
I think it ran away.
Can't blame it, I suppose. Who knows what horrors the poor thing witnessed in that house? You know what I think?
What?
I think it saw him fucking the mattress one too many times and decided to bail before Sam got worse ideas. Ah, oh god, that's nasty. Was it even female? You think it would have stopped him if it wasn't? Good point. I don't think anything would have stopped you guys. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Since when did I get dragged into this? I'm just saying you guys were inseparable. Like two peas in a pod. And whatever idea he had, I'm pretty sure you were up for it. You don't have to be such a bitch about it. I just ask him. If that's seriously the best line you've got, then maybe it'd be best for all women if you didn't, like, ever. I wonder what that's about. Sounds like you tried picking her up and then struck out badly. Damn, pressing F for respect, brother. F's in the chat! Seriously? What? The reference is like 100 years old, you dork. Hey, shut up. It's not 100 years old. Chuckle. Whatever. You aren't even that hot anyway. So you make a habit of approaching women you aren't attracted to? Boom! You must really be desperate, huh? Oh no, she says, you must really be desperate, huh? No, I'm not desperate at all. I fuck tons of hot chicks all the time. You don't even know. The gentleman doth protest too much. What? Nothing. Just get away from me. The stench of your cheap cologne is beginning to make me nauseous. Oh, shit. Wow. She's brutal. Yeah. I like her. You know what? Fuck you.
Having taken more humiliation from the woman than he could handle, he angrily storms off.
Finally. That was quite the show.
Hearing Mia's voice behind her, the woman turns around on her seat.
It's the therapist. I thought it might be. Sorry, did you say something? What? No fucking way. Is that Giselle? I didn't mean to eavesdrop, but I overheard what just happened between you and that guy. You did? Well, I apologize if it made you uncomfortable. Oh yeah, that's definitely her. Shit. Things could get really weird if she sees me. Especially because I'm here with Mia, of all people.
Trying your best to be as inconspicuous as possible, you slightly rotate your body away from her.
No, it didn't make me uncomfortable at all. Honestly, it was actually pretty cool. Cool? Really? Well, that's not what I was going for, but I guess I'll take it. Thank you. You're welcome. You know, I wish it were that easy for me to get rid of unwanted attention. And I'll bet you get a lot of it. Sorry? What I mean to say is you're a very beautiful young woman. Oh, thank you. So are you.
For a moment, Giselle studies Mia closely.
Oh, alright. I'm Giselle. Mia, nice to meet you. It's a pleasure to meet you too, Mia.
For an almost uncomfortable length of time, Giselle holds Mia's hand in hers.
Wow. Has anyone ever told you that you have incredibly soft hands? No, I don't think so. Not that I can recall. Well, you do.
Noticing Mia's face start to turn red, she releases her hand.
Can I buy you a drink, Mia? A drink? She's not hitting on Mia, is she? It's really nice of you, but I'm actually here with someone. Oh, you are? I'm sorry, it seemed like you were alone. Actually, he's right here.
Turning towards you, and completely oblivious to your attempt at avoiding exactly this, she calls out to you.
Hey, Grim, I want you to meet someone! Did she just say Grim? That's strange. Maybe later, I'm not really in the mood to meet people. You're not in the mood? What? Sorry, he's being a bit weird at the moment. Just give me a second. I'll be right here. What the fuck, Grim? You're embarrassing me. Just come say hi. Fine. God fucking damn it. Why did I ever suggest we go out for dinner? This is what you get for trying to do a nice thing. I guess it truly is, as they say. No good deed goes unpunished.
Reluctantly, you turn around.
Well, damn. If we see her like that, there might be a bit of a problem. Look at all the shadow people.
More importantly, you turn around to face Giselle, who, the moment you lock eyes with, instantly recognizes you, and by the look on her face, couldn't look any happier.
Hi there. Hi. Grim, this is Giselle. Giselle Grim. It's really nice to meet you, Giselle. Yeah, same to you too. Same to you too. So you guys are two boyfriend and girlfriend? Oh no, not at all. We're, friends. Just friends, right? Yeah, friends, sure. Just friends, huh? That's interesting. Interesting? How so? To attract the people such as yourselves out on the town at a restaurant like this. You all dressed up the way you are. I don't know. It's interesting, that's all. No, you've got the wrong idea. I actually have a boyfriend. Oh, you do? And I do, and he has a girlfriend, and we're both very happy. Isn't that right, Grim? Yeah, of course, super happy. That's great to hear. I hope it works out for you both. So do we.
Visibly flustered, Mia attempts to deflect the focus away from your relationships.
How about you? Is there a significant other in your life? You could say that. Oh, cool. Like what? A boyfriend? Or girlfriend? Husband, actually. Oh, really? That's, interesting? A little, yeah. In what way, exactly? In what way? I'm not sure what you mean. Is it interesting because I'm not wearing a ring? She's a swinger. Or interesting because a couple of minutes ago you think I came on to you? What the hell? What kind of mind games is she playing? She is a therapist!
Mia laughs quite nervously.
They know the mind. Mia laughs quite nervously. What makes you think I think you were coming on to me? Because I was. Really? Sure, it's not like I was trying to hide it. You'd have to be blind not to have noticed it. I'm so confused right now. You just said you were married, right? I am, but we have an arrangement. What kind of arrangement? What are you asking that for, Mia? Don't you think details of a relationship have nothing to do with us? No, it's okay. I'm more than happy to talk about it. And it's not like it's complicated or anything. Simply put, I have free rein to be intimate with whoever I want. Just as long as I don't keep it a secret from him. I see. And does he also... No, in that sense, it's a one-way street. Seriously? Doesn't that seem... unfair? I mean, I think it does. I take very good care of him, Mia. Believe me, my man is never left unsatisfied. But he does leave you unsatisfied, does it? But he does leave you unsatisfied, does he?
She looks at you pointedly.
Ooh. You're really... That's a rough one, but it's true. Like, he's out of line, but he's right. I'm a different animal. What does that mean? It means that my sexual appetite is much greater than anything he alone can provide me. Oof. Man. That's what you're doing here, then? Looking for prey? Grim! I suppose that's one way of putting it. Except my prey walks away just as pleased and satisfied as I do. And there's no jealousy? It's all been smooth sailing? For the most part, of course we've had our moments over the years, but I wouldn't change it for anything. Sounds like you have it all figured out. Uh-huh. Well, except on nights like this where I can't seem to find any suitors for the night. What about the guy that was just here? Sorry, let me clarify. Any suitors that pique my interest. Oh, and what would these interests be exactly? It varies from guy to guy, but I know it when I see it.
As she gazes into your eyes again, you suddenly begin feeling like prey yourself.
Yeah, but getting with her and him be... Getting with her and her being his personal therapist is a very, very bad thing. Very bad. I don't even need to tell you how bad that is.
And it didn't go unnoticed by Mia.
Well, I think we should find a table, Grim. Kind of starting to get hungry. Ah, that's a shame. I was looking forward towards getting to know you two a bit more. Maybe some other time. Stelt, was nice meeting you. Yeah, really nice. I'm glad, and just so you know, I come by here pretty often, so I'm sure we'll see each other again. Great. Well, bye. Bye-bye.
Placing a hand on Mia's waist, you guide her away from Giselle and towards a table the furthest away.
I didn't expect to meet someone like that tonight, that's for sure. Yeah, tell me about it. It really does remind you how unconventional some people's lives are as well, doesn't it? Really? I wouldn't think you'd need reminding about. What do you mean? Well, we're both kind of experts in the unconventional, wouldn't you say? I suppose, but it's comforting to know we're not the only ones. True, but I'm happier to have some normalcy nowadays. I don't miss the stress and craziness of how things used to be. You have a point there. No, not to mention how destructive it made everything. See, this is called maturing. A lot of people might be like, well, Grim, we kind of want to see you get with Mia, but the fact that the game actually allows you to mature past that is worth its weight in gold. Because yes, they got into some very crazy things in the last game, but this game is a completely different animal, as she said, and you really do have to think about your decisions a little more. Yes, it is an adult game, but it's an adult game that wants to challenge you in a much different way than most games challenge people. Instead of a very difficult boss, or, you know, tough platforming, you know, sneaking around, stuff like that, it's trying to challenge you in a more emotional or mental manner, you know. You're just like, how should I really act when it comes to a situation like this? And I definitely flunked when I hit that guy. But that was me. That was me, like, probably playing too much into my emotions. You know, they say don't get into your emotions and don't end up knocking the fuck out of somebody, even though I really did want to knock the fuck out of that guy, you know. Still, I'm thankful that we're finally starting to make things right. She smiles
warmly at you, which is all you need to know that she feels exactly the same way.
Right. Anyway, enough of all that. What do you say we order? I'd like that. Great. Waiter! Oh God, what are you doing? What? I'm trying to get someone to take our order. You don't just shout it out like that, you weirdo. It's so embarrassing. That's how you get service. I was at the Mexican restaurant a couple weeks ago, and I said, hey, waiter, you know, and the guy came. He's like, I need a doggy bag. Put this stuff, because I bought a Fiesta nachos, and then I decided, let me get some street tacos, too. And I couldn't eat the street tacos, so I just had them packed up and put in a thing, and I ate them later that night, which was awesome. Yeah, it's an authentic Mexican restaurant, guys, not like Taco Bell or anything like that. You don't just shout it out like that, you weirdo. It's so embarrassing. I mean, it was so Mexican that Mexicans cook the food and it's Mexicans that work there. That's how Mexican it was. I mean, when you go to a Mexican restaurant, you want it to be as Mexican as possible. That way, you totally get, you know, the authentic Mexican cuisine, right? I know, I ordered nachos, but you ordered nachos, Grim. That's not very Mexican of you. Yeah, but the way they made it was totally Mexican. Like, we're talking, you know, guac and all the onions and peppers and things like that. It's not made like you go at, like, a Tex-Mex nachos. Like, Wendy's has those nacho fries or whatever, where they have, like, they're like Fritos and that red sauce and all that crap. That's not what you're getting. You're getting more of an authentic thing. And they put the little cheese, the queso cheese on it, you know, the sprinkled cheese. So yeah, it's really good. It's good stuff. I'm not a sour cream guy, but you know, that's also there. But all right, back to the... Oh, sorry about that. I'm not used to places like this. It's okay. Can somebody around here get us a waiter? We'd like to order. Look, that's literally my second go. Stop it. Everyone's looking at us. Hopefully one of them's a waiter. Right. This man, look, food is on his mind. And I know what that's like. Because, damn it, I'm a man. And when I walk into a restaurant, I expect food as soon as I can get it. I swear I'm never going out with you again. Okay, okay, I'll stop it for real this time. You're such a fucker, you know that? Thanks, I know. Just chill out. Someone will attend to us soon. Did anyone hear me? We need a waiter!
Mia lunges forward in panic, her hands outstretched as she tries desperately to quiet you down.
Or choke you one! Grim, don't!
After you finish teasing Mia, and surprisingly were not kicked out for doing so, you both order your food, and about an hour later...
Phew, I'm stuffed. My god, they ate it so well, you know, there's not a spot of food on the plates. Man, that's like dishwasher clean. They not only ate the food, but they licked the plates clean completely. And they drank the wine to such an extent that there's not one single drop left in the entire wine glass. It's incredible. It's like they never ate at all. Same. I don't think I have enough room for dessert. Just go take a dump first. That'll free up some space. He's not lying there. That's like cleaning the recycle bin. I mean, that technically is cleaning the recycle bin, right? That's so gross, Grim, and I don't do that kind of thing anyway. Shit? I'm a lady. Oh no! I used to clean bathrooms. I can tell you what women do in those bathrooms. I've told you this story before. Ah! Not from what I've seen! Just what exactly are you referring to? From that smile on your face, I think you know. Maybe, but that was the old me. I'm a good girl now, she says. No, no, no. On the surface, perhaps. Underneath? I think you're just as dirty as you ever were. You're drunk. So are you. I know, which is why we should change the subject before things get weird. If that's what you want, it is. Fine by me. Good. Good.
A moment of silence passes, sprinkled with a little awkwardness.
So how about them bears? Grim? Yeah. Thank you. For what? For today. I had a really good time hanging out with you. I almost forgot what having fun felt like. I noticed. Why is that? Don't know. Probably because nothing good ever came from it. That's ridiculous. It is? Is it? Look where I ended up. I've no real career, no friends, no future prospects. Not exactly how I pictured my life turning out, you know. Whose really is? Life is life. He's right. We just gotta keep moving forward. He's not lying. That's literally what it is. Yeah, but some people get closer to what they imagine than others. Yeah. Things will turn around soon, trust me. I hate to use this line, because a lot of people don't like this group, but Insane Clown Posse did one song. I can't remember the name, but they said, most have dreams of being a star, but most probably won't get that far, but it's all good. And that's true. Most won't make it that far, but it's all good. That's true. A lot of people have dreams of being a star. A lot of people have dreams of doing all kinds of things. And again, he's saying straight up, most won't make it that far, but that's life. Like, there's a lot of things I wanted to be when I was growing up, and I achieved, like, some of them, you know? Like, I did the thing. I didn't get famous, but I did the thing. It's like, I put my work into it, and I gave it my best shot. And, you know, that's... Life ended up the way, you know, it was gonna end up. But I don't regret it. I don't regret putting in the effort. I never regretted putting in any of the effort. You could look at me 20 years from now and say, do you regret doing the work that you did? You know, the kind of stuff that I did. And I was like, no, of course not. Because it gave me so many opportunities that I would never get. And most people would never get to do. You know, and plus I was trusted, so I was able to do a lot of different things that some other people might not get handed. So it's a really good thing. And there's still cool things that could happen in my life, but I'm not in a position now where I'm like, oh, let's go in my 40s and become a star. That's not how that happens, guys. That's just not how life works. You know, and I mean, of course there's always things we regret, but at the end of the day, we can't take them back, and we have to accept the choices that we made in life. It's very, very important. You guys will learn, and maybe some of you guys already know. Some of you guys are probably older than I am. Maybe you already understand exactly what I'm talking about. But this information is very useful to young people that might just be here for, like, a fuck game and not realizing that there's some real-life lessons here. He says, things will turn around soon, trust me. And, you know, she's still young. She still has a lot going on for her. But I'm talking about, you know, a woman like the aunt, you know, she's past her prime. And she's just trying to enjoy things, you know, every day as you can. I mean, that's what you do. You hope that maybe you have a partner to spend the rest of the time with, but then sometimes you get to the point where that partner drives you nuts and you're like, man, it's probably better to just do it on my own. Because you like the romance stuff, right? This kind of game. But then you get with that partner and you're like, well, this isn't quite like the movie, game, book, whatever I read. This is a little not what I wanted. And probably a lot of people have run into this situation, right? So then you just break up, divorce, whatever, and you end up running back to that. Because, sure, it's not what you wanted, but what you wanted turned out to not be so good. It's like, well, you know, I thought it was going to work and be like everything I read and watched and all that. And it doesn't turn out like that. How so? The bar, first of all. Scoff. That sinking ship? I doubt it. Have a little faith because I got some ideas swirling. Oh, really? Feel like sharing? Not just yet, but they're going to change things big time. You count on it. You can count on it, rather. And, yeah, by the way, it did say you count on it instead of you can count on it, which it should have been. We'll see about that. Just you wait.
She smiles at you weakly, clearly not won over by your confidence.
Speaking of sharing, I think I'll go take that dump. Why do you feel the need to tell me that? It's so not funny. I'm kidding, but I do need to drain the lizard. You got anywhere to drain the lizard, mate? You got anywhere to drain the lizard, mate? Something like that. My European and Australian, all those accents, they, you know, you gotta work on them. That's still way more information than I asked for, and I asked for none, just so we're clear. Sorry, forget I said that. Instead, I'll just say that I need to go freshen up. That's a common thing you ladies like to say, isn't it? But it's not something that men say, brah. Unless you're gay, which it's okay to be gay. It's fine to be gay, but I don't think he's gay. I've literally never said that in my entire life. Okay, I'll be right back. Why don't you do Arnold? I'll be back.
Scanning the room, you find the restroom and head for it.
Scanning the room, you find the restroom and head for it.
One stream later.
Yeah, that's better. Boy, those drinks really did go right through me. Good thing I ate a big meal, I'd probably be pretty drunk by now. That being said, I do still feel pretty buzzed. And Mia might even be a little worse off than me. And she thought she could drink me under the table. Yeah, right. Well. Wow, that he... What? Yeah, wow, that he's quite impressive. Gah, what the...
You turn your head towards the familiar voice.
Giselle! What the hell are you doing in here? Wouldn't you like to know, folks? Well, I'm gonna go ahead and let this one be the end of it for right now. And, we'll definitely see you guys next Monday with more AVNs and Grimm's Uncanny Valley. I hope you guys enjoyed Being a Dick, Being a Dick, Lust Theory, Season 2, and returning to Mia. We'll definitely have more for you. Stay tuned.